Welcome to change. Welcome to change. We will be adapting in the first few weeks. We thought everything was working perfectly yesterday, but we're having some sound system issues. I had turned my mic back off, James, so that was my fault. But we got people back there talking to James. A couple of problems. The sound tech stuff is behind this wall, so James is going to be going back and forth adjusting. And now you have a clock on the wall for everybody to see when we're supposed to be done. So I will take that down before next Sunday. Not that you ever look at your own watches or phones or anything like that, but welcome to our time of worship this morning. Feel free to get up and move around as much as you want. Those in the back, be careful. One of the issues we have is we are now using a snowball mic for the live stream, and it will pick up all those whispers back there, so just be careful. And remember, the scriptures tell us the Lord loves a joyful noise. So when we start all singing in the echoes of the parish hall, God will love it. So still sing your loudest, and I'll try to sing my best. So welcome to our time of worship this morning. Because of changing nature from week to week, we do not have the hymnals or the Bibles in the pews. So all of the sheet music is, or the lyrics, is in the bulletin. And yeah, we're at page 24, so we'll see how that goes during the next few months. The sanctuary has been emptied out of everything that it could be emptied out of. And we've tried to find various places to put that. There are lights on down there. You can go down and look. There are tables and chairs on some carts. That's just to get them out of here. But everything worked well for the asbestos removal of the tile and the grinding. So it's just gray, bare concrete. And we'll wait to see how fast the general contractor moves into that area. So pretty big step for that renovation project. And can they guarantee? We're going to guarantee we're back in the sanctuary come July 28th or so. So hopefully they'll be working on that quite a bit. We have a special guest with us from Cherry Street Mission Ministries. So I invite Dustin Schmidt to come forward and share with us about our mission of the month.
Thank you. I was told not to bounce around too much up here. So I will do my best and see how this goes. Well, thank you so much for having me. My name is Dustin Schmidt. My title at Cherry Street Mission is Discipleship Manager. I get to oversee a lot of the faith programming that we offer to our guests that we serve. So that's in, you know, daily Bible studies that a lot of those are volunteer run. We do a weekly chapel service every afternoon. I also get to do a lot of staff training, networking with churches, and occasionally get the privilege of coming out and speaking places like here. So I really appreciate you having me. I'm going to try to keep this update really brief, maybe 40, 45 minutes, and then I'll be hanging out in the lobby afterwards. So I'll do just a quick update. I'll be hanging out in the lobby afterwards, be happy to talk more, answer questions, things like that. As one quick aside, I would just have you know, since this is your first Sunday in a gym, my church just finished up a renovation. We moved back into our building in March, so we actually got displaced for a full year. I'm very familiar with church in a gym, and so I just want to encourage you. Change is good. It will get better from here. This is a season, and I'm used to spaces like this. Church is about the people, but so it's a season. Stick with it. You'll get there. I just want to encourage you. Do we have the slides or not? No? Okay. So don't worry about that. We're good. So Cherry Street's been around since 1947. This speech will be a lot shorter than that. I know I'm starting a long time away, but 1947 was started by a couple named Jesse and Bertha in downtown Toledo. They started just serving meals to men, and primarily men experiencing homelessness on Cherry Street. So if any of you are here and you just feel a nudge from the Spirit to start doing something, you never know what may come of that 77 years later. Fast forward to where we're at as Cherry Street Mission. We're a multi-site ministry in Toledo. Our mission statement now is to eradicate poverty, body, soul,
and spirit. And our vision is really that we are kind of a one-stop shop, that somebody comes through our doors in need, we can help get them access to any known opportunity needed to eradicate spiritual, mental, or physical poverty in a person's life. So what it looks like is probably what you think of when you think of us is what we call emergency services. It's beds for someone to sleep in at night, three meals a day, every day of the year. It's hot showers and restrooms, clothes, the kind of emergency needs that you might have or someone might have. We feel strongly in our ministry is meeting people where they're at and being able to meet tangible needs in the moment. But that's the starting point. That is not the ending point. We're always inviting deeper into relationship and into further supportive services. And so what that looks like is we invite folks into a program we call Ready for Life. They get paired up with a community resource navigator. It's one of our staff. And we don't have like a one-size-fits-all program that we make everybody go through. We actually work one-on-one with each individual for them to come up with their own plan for safe and affordable housing, sustainable income, and healthy relationships. And our navigators, when folks move out, actually will follow up with those participants for up to a year after they move out. Something that a lot of people don't normally know or think about is how much of a shock to the system it can be going from street living or shelter living to having your own place. Loneliness is kind of a buzzword epidemic in our culture right now, and poverty is so much experienced as isolation, and so we want to make sure that folks don't just get a house, that's not just the goal, but they get get kind of reacclimated, re-entered into community. And that's where one of my prayers is that our folks would get plugged into faith communities for not just for the spiritual reasons, but also the social reasons that come with all of that. So we will follow up with folks for a year after they move out just to check in with them over that transition. We have a growing workforce development department. We partner with places like Owens and Northwest State Community College. We offer unique certificate programs. They are low barrier, they're very short time frames, but they are for in-demand fields, low barrier to entry. We kind of teach the basic minimum skill, and they're a quick pathway to a living wage, right? For someone to earn enough money to be able to support themselves or their family. And so we've actually been seeing quite a bit of success in that over the years. We've also started to provide some of those opportunities through a social enterprise intervention. So we actually have rolled out, pun intended, a food truck. So we have now the second helping food truck, which we ran for about 6 months last year, that is fully up and operational. I can tell you more about that, but we've actually gotten to hire some students who are in culinary classes that were staying with us to work that truck. And so that's kind of where we're at on the workforce side, some exciting things. So, you know, all in all, we care for about 82% of adults experiencing homelessness in Lucas County, and we serve folks even beyond Lucas County, really all of Northwest Ohio and Southeast Michigan. We're the largest shelter in the area. Last year, it looked like 1,945 unique individuals that we've seen come through. We served over 230,000 meals. We saw 139 graduates from our workforce development classes, with about 83% of them securing employment within 30 days from graduating. So there's a lot of numbers. There's a lot more numbers I can tell you out in the lobby afterwards. And I just want to end with a story of one individual. So she came to us a few years ago, and she had been a guest at Cherry Street. She had experienced homelessness off and on for a few years. But she eventually partnered with our navigators, joined a Ready for Life program, graduated, moved out, stayed in touch for that first year. Last December, so that would have been 2023 December, marked 1 year that she was in stable housing, and she reached back out wanting to offer some help, wanting to give back. And so it looked like her coming on board and now coming back to volunteer to try to help, you know, be a kind of a peer mentor type of person to other people in her situation. And she's actually, with her church, organized a community Bible study for other graduates that have moved out. Again, just to help give some support and to get plugged in and connected into the community. So she's a great example of be who you needed when you needed help. We have a mural right when you walk into our main building. That's a bunch of hands reaching down and a bunch of hands reaching up. And the beautiful thing about the mural is that we're both. We all have people in our life for whom we should be reaching a hand down to and you know, helping provide a hand up. And we also have people in our life for whom we need to reach and they provide help for us, that we kind of all get to be in this together. So I just want to say thank you so much again for your prayers, for your support, for your faithful generosity over the years. I'm always encouraged by church communities that have such a heart for ministry outside the walls. And so thank you for having me. I'd love to share more afterwards if anyone wants to talk. But thanks again.
We have CE appreciation during the service. We have graduating senior appreciation during the service. And remember, afterwards, down in the parlor, we can appreciate David Stuckey, who's retiring after 25 years at Defiance College. Now we turn to our time of worship. I invite you to share in the responsive scripture reading of Psalm 100, printed in the bulletin. A psalm for giving thanks. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Know that the Lord is God. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name. Lord God, we thank you for gathering us together. We thank you for the ways that people listen and connect in. Lord, we pray that in our time of worship on this Sunday morning, that you would be praised. Lord, we thank you for the ways that you have worked with this congregation over the years to provide a place of worship. And Lord, in this time of transition for these few months, Lord, we pray for patience and understanding. We pray that no matter where we are, we would know and remember that we can always glorify you. We thank you for your holy presence amongst us this morning. In Christ we pray. Amen.
Today may be filled with surprises. We may have sound. We may not. We may have lyrics. We may not. But the good thing is you will have them in your bulletin. So it is good to see this space filled. It's good to see the people of the Lord here. And we welcome God into this place. We are going to be singing for our opening call to worship called What an Awesome God. The verses may not be familiar, but the chorus should be very familiar to you, and the lyrics will be found on page 6. We ask as you join us or just listen as you hear the words.
God is great, give him all the praise, hallelujah, name above all names. Fire in his eyes, healing in his veins, everywhere his glory on display. Take a look at those stars, he can name them all. Before his throne every knee falls. The demons have to run, the angels have to praise. Even the wind and waves obey. Our God is an awesome God, he reigns. From heaven above with wisdom, power, and love, our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom, power, and love, our God is an awesome God.
When it ran, he didn't run away. He came and put death back in its place. Friday on a cross, broken for my shame. Sunday morning, rose up from that grave. Take a look at those scars on his hands and feet. He saved our souls for eternity. Worthy is the Lamb, glory to the King. Oh, let all the saints and the angels sing. Our God is an awesome God, he reigns from heaven above with wisdom. Power and love, our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom. Power and love, our God is an awesome God. Eyes on the sky, there will be a day. He will come and wipe our tears away. No more fear, no more pain, no more sorrow, sin, or shame. The King is coming back again, a reign of love that will never end. For everything you've done, and everything you do, and everything you are, I'll sing to you. My God, you're an awesome God, you're great. In all you do, I'm made to worship you. My God, you're an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. He reigns from heaven above with wisdom. Power and love, our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God. Our God is an awesome God.
Then please stand as you are able to join us in singing Fairest Lord Jesus, which is a favorite hymn of Reagan Rutledge, followed by I've Witnessed It, which is a favorite praise song of Bryce Vandenberg. They can be found on pages 7-9 in your bulletin.
was lost and all alone. Your presence was where I found home. You were there and you're here right now. In every high and every low, you never left me without hope. You were good and you're good right now. I've witnessed your faithfulness. I've seen you breathe life within. So I'll pour out my praise again. You're worthy, God, you're worthy of all of it. Your promises never fail. I've got stories I'll live to tell, so I'll pour out my praise again. You're worthy, God, you're worthy of all of it. You left the throne and chose the cross, laid down your life to rescue us. The Savior then, the Savior now. But even death was not the end. You conquered hell so I could live. Resurrecting then, resurrecting now. Resurrecting then, resurrecting now. It. You're strong and I've witnessed it. You're constant, I've witnessed it. And I'm confident I'll see it again and again. Your love and I've witnessed it. You heal and I've witnessed it. You save and I've witnessed it. And I'm confident I'll see it again and again. To the broken, I've witnessed it. To the hurting, I've witnessed it. To the lost, I will witness it. And I'll tell them this. I'll tell them what I've witnessed. To my family, I've witnessed it. To my city, I've witnessed it. To the nations, I've witnessed it. And I'll tell them this, I'll tell them what I've witnessed. I've witnessed your faithfulness. I've seen you breathe life within. So I'll pour out my praise again. You're worthy, God, you're worthy of all of it. Your promises never fail. I've got stories I'll live to tell. So I'll pour